Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Lisa Newell. She is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Joins us every Thursday. Give us a little bit of a preview of what's going to be in the paper later today. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Great to talk to you.
Good to have you. Highway 98 might be widened in Naval Live Oaks?
Well, that is the discussion because right now, Gulf Breeze has got six lanes and Highway 98 four lanes. And so there is a discussion about how that is a pinch mark in the traffic along Highway 98. I always assumed that because it was federal land, that there was no way that FDOT would be able to expand that. However, that did come up in a conversation. So that's the first time we have had this conversation that it might be widened. And in, this was a larger conversation about how the city had taken out a loan that is earmarked for accessibility, and they had also already begun some of these projects. And this loan, you know, they have to do what the loan was for. So they are looking at expanding a lot of the multi-use paths in the city and also make them work a lot better and try to connect Gulf Breeze to down the highway, you know, first of all, to Pensacola Beach better. And that's a project that's also being funded through FDOT. And then there's also a plan to get traffic to go down the highway toward the Naval Live Oaks. And that's where that discussion came up. And I was like, whoa, my ears really perked up because you haven't really heard that before.
No, so that's you're right.
A potential.
And it's kind of funny because we were talking to some about the multi-use path last week with Melanie, but like, in my mind, it'd be one of the easiest road construction projects ever because it's already cleared. It's already wide. There's no, you know, acquisition of right-of-way or any of that kind of stuff. It'd be the easiest thing of all road buildings to do that. Also, you mentioned connecting the hiking trails or not just multi-use paths, but also hiking trails.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of they have these beautiful 10-foot wide multi-use paths. And also there is plans to connect Shoreline Drive to Fairpoint Drive. There is going to be, let me see here. Oh my gosh, we have a lot of a bridge over the stormwater pond at McAbee Court and Shoreline Drive. There's a lot of stuff in this article. It's in the April 9th issue, today's issue of Gulf Breeze News. So if that's an interesting thing to you, please pick up a copy or go online to look at it. It's really too much to discuss because there's a lot of information
in there. I assume maps and names of streets are, it's a little hard to do on the radio. Boat launch and parking permits are available?
Yeah, it's time. It's time. If you're going to be going out there and getting your boat in the water and you want to park your boat, you're going to have a permit. And so it is free to the people who live in the city of Gulf Breeze. And if you don't live in the city, of course, you need to go get your parking pass and permit. So, so time to go get that done at the city of Gulf Breeze right there on Shoreline Drive.
You guys had a conversation with some realtors and you have a kind of a, what do you call it, a forecast, a prediction of what to expect?
Yes, we try to do this quarterly to find out what is selling, what is happening, and we always learn something. You know, we've heard, you know, that interest rates are an issue. We've heard, you know, that the economy is an issue, and we've heard investment properties. We've heard that there's going to be no property taxes in the future. We've heard a lot of different things. So how is that affecting the real estate market? So we reached out to some of our realtors, and they told us that, first of all, there's still a huge demand for property in our area because we have got, you know, the lifestyle that everybody really wants and the schools. We've got everything right here. We've got it right here. So even though we have heard that in the other parts of the United States, there are people are moving out, houses are not selling, in here they are. We still have steady growth, and the luxury market's doing pretty good. Really good to hear that. of course, the move-in ready, you know, two-family or three-bedroom, two-bath homes are still the highest and most desirable if they're really nice. New homes are really selling. The investment properties, right now, they are not selling as well. So we're just kind of letting people know what to think about when they're, because, you know, your real estate is your biggest investment. And so, you know, is now a good time to buy? Is now a good time to sell? Yeah, it is a good time to do both because this area is still very much in demand.
Well, and one of the things, as you mentioned, is if you're thinking about buying an investment property, you don't know whether a year from now the taxes on your investment, or probably more like 2 years, if homestead taxes go away, they're going to vote to raise the taxes on non-homestead properties. And so that's going to change your financial equation for whether you can make money with a rental or whatever. I mean, these are all kind of things that are in flux. I can understand the reluctance because of the shifting marketplace. Passport Day is April 11th at clerk's offices. You got honor rolls in the paper. Festival of Flowers is this weekend at Milton PSC. And you got a story about the Bahama Bay accused shooter is out on bond, right? So a lot, man, lots of stuff always in the paper. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. We talk to her every Thursday and get a little bit of a preview. Lisa, thanks for keeping us informed. Thanks for putting out the paper and spending some time with us on Thursday. I appreciate it.
Nice talking to you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We've got a traffic light out at Bauer Road and Lillian Highway, so use caution in that area. Let's see here. I-10 eastbound, right around Highway 29 exit. Still seeing some minor delays, and 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze. About a 6-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you have a home improvement project that you're working on, or you build things for a living, or anything in between, you know, you're fixing something, you're adding, whatever, you need safety equipment, you need hardware, you need advice, Pensacola Hardware is your place. I mean, and they just, I mean, they generally have, genuinely have everything. You know, fasteners and power tools and concrete stuff and coatings and waterproofing and, like I said, safety equipment and just all the brands. I actually have a page. It's kind of funny. It's all the brands of all the things that they sell, and it's a ridiculous list. I mean, it's crazy. And then here's the thing. In the back of, like, the regular store, if they'll let you go back there and look, they did one time when I took a tour a long time ago. If you go in behind the regular store is the warehouse. And the warehouse is like, think of your grandpa's tool area and probably the big wood drawers of all of the everything that he's got that he probably inherited from his grandpa that he inherited. It's like that. They have all the stuff that has ever existed for hardware. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Like, that's the level of resource that they have available. Why? Because they've been there for 175 years. It's crazy. The oldest business in Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country, Pensacola Hardware has been there helping people who build buildings for a living and people who just repair drywall holes for just because Honeydew says, right? 175 years. Pensacola Hardware helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. Right before we go to the break, I do want to, I said last hour I would follow up on it, and I want to make sure and mention it. Last 2 hours at this time, like 6:20 and 8:20 or 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, I was doing a segment on the Escambia County School Board, which voted 3 members to go to the primary for the elected superintendent issue. Kevin Adams, Paul Fetzko, and Tom Harrell. And Carissa Bergosh and David Williams voted against. Then they had to get permission basically from the county commission to do it at the primary. And the county commission would prefer to do it at the general election because, you know, they're reasonable. And right, and they believe in democracy. Meanwhile, the school board, they asked them, hey, reconsider. And the school board said, no, we want to do it at the primary because they believe that will be advantageous to them to get the result they want, which is Kevin and Paul and Tom all want to have an elected superintendent again. The school or the county commission then asked the AG for an opinion. Do we have the ability to say no to them and put it on the general election? Did not get an answer. James Othmeyer is too busy doing other important stuff. And to say I was laying into the school board is an understatement. I'm at an 11 on this issue. And I said it several times today. You know, I would vote, like, I like Kevin and Paul and Tom. I don't know how Tom that well, but I like them generally, okay? I don't know whether I'd vote for any of them in a particular election, but, you know, depends on who they're running against. But I said I would vote them out of office on this decision alone because this is deliberately manipulating the election in order to get a result, to reduce participation, to put it at the primary. Okay, I just... This is context for those of you who might not have been listening earlier. And I got a text from somebody who said, where did I just had it? There it is. Their text to me was, Though I generally agree with you, Andrew, while I support your position, you evoke visions of a child throwing a tantrum about fairness. Que sera, sera, but there is time to rally the vote and give people all the information so they can decide to show up and vote. Nothing would be more satisfying than voting this down in the primary election, which they tried to use as an end around to get their way. And it's weird because I don't really care about the issue one way or the other. I'm okay with an elected. I'm okay with an appointed. I think the people who fight big about this, it's not much of a fight. You know, I can be persuaded either way. But letting the public who cares about this have a say in the general election is very important to me. And so I'll say this, pitching a tantrum, I'll take it. I'll take it. Some issues deserve the tantrum treatment. And I think this is something that has been not dealt with nearly enough, not reported nearly enough. And I want you to know, not just the school board as this general amorphous entity with some people on it, but these three members in particular. I want their ears to be burning all day today. And if they decide to change their mind, or as I've said, repent, come to Jesus, come to the Constitution, and do the right thing, I will celebrate them for it. But yes, I know I'm at an 11 on this particular issue, and I appreciate you. I always appreciate the feedback, even when it's critical, especially when it's critical, even when you disagree, especially when you disagree.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip with the new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther. And combined with Subaru's legendary capability of standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected conditions and terrain with ease. Paved roads, graveled roads, just about any road, they're all fair game in the new 2026 Subaru Hybrid. Better fuel economy, legendary reliability, you'll find both in the Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid and Subaru Forester Hybrid. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Nothing says happy birthday like an ice-cold Coca-Cola. So to celebrate America's 250th, drink in the fireworks, share bubbly hellos, and embrace every fizzy feeling with the refreshing taste of an American classic. This summer, pick up a Coca-Cola at your favorite retailer. Happy 250th birthday, America.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
So, how we doing?
It's like University of Illinois.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and I have some new words for you.
What new words?
Yeah, I was, you know, it's funny. My dad always had this theory. He said that you can tell a lot about a civilization by the words that don't exist in it, the concepts they don't know how to express because the words literally don't exist. And you can also learn a lot about a civilization by the words it has a lot of words, the things it has a lot of words for. You know, like the whole Alaskan, you know, they've got, the Inuits have all these words for snow. you know, or like the Japanese have all these different words for thanks, and they're all various forms of resentment, that kind of thing. I've never actually known if that's true. But the Alaska one I've heard a lot. So in our country, one of the things that we are developing an enhanced vocabulary for all the time is ways of breaking up, all the different, you know, ghosting and all of that kind of stuff. But now we've got a whole new vocabulary developing around workplace, I would say misbehaviors, but workplace just issues. And so, for example, you've heard of, it comes from the movie Office Space, Bare Minimum Mondays, right? What do you think of somebody who does the bare minimum? It's workers who are getting over the weekend, either the hangover or the lazies or they slept in or whatever, and they're just barely doing things on Monday. Now we have quiet quitting. You've heard of that one. That's where people are really not doing their work anymore, but they're not quitting either. They're just keeping the job alive until they get fired, and probably they're looking for other opportunities. They're kind of quit, but not quite, and they're still taking a paycheck. Here's some relatively newer ones. Career cushioning. Instead of working on their job, they're actively using their job time to find other opportunities for other jobs. So they're, you know, they're dating somebody on the side and actively seeing if they want to leave you for that person. Workplace metaphor. Quiet vacationing. Taking time off without formally requesting it. Just doing other stuff. I don't know how, I guess in some industries, or maybe if you do remote work, it's more likely. Task masking is when you pretend to be productive, attending meetings, sending work messages while really not doing anything productive. I love that we're so creative with the names for all the things we're not willing to actually do for work. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
All right, no accidents to report to you, but we're still dealing with the traffic light out at Bower Road and Lillian Highway, so be aware of that one. And also, the only trouble spot I'm seeing right now is 98 westbound coming into Gulf Breeze. About a 4-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Quiet cracking is offered as a mental health excuse for disengaging with your responsibilities. Like, the job is too stressful, so you don't really say no. You just kind of avoid, delay, whatever, as a way of, you know, getting your mental health back in shape.
So that's quiet cracking?
Quiet cracking. To match up with quiet vacationing and quiet quitting, all the things that you do without, you know, you don't actually say something. You kind of like don't do what you're supposed to do in these different ways. Resenteeism is when employees stay at a job they dislike and aren't doing well just to wait out the current wave of economic uncertainty. So you're just afraid of the workplace, you know, or the labor marketplace, and so you just don't do anything. And here's the two new ones for today. This is from The Guardian. The first one is micro-shifting, which is non-linear, flexible bursts of activity rather than a continuous 8-hour stretch. So you work for an hour, you relax for 15 minutes, you work for an hour or two, and you relax, and you're kind of doing micro shifts, mini shifts, not micro shifting back and forth, but micro shift work, basically, instead of working all at a time. And I think that's, you know, if you have the kind of work where you can afford to do that, taking little breaks periodically is actually a really good thing. Then the last one is coffee badging. And this one, I don't even understand how you would do this, but maybe that's because I'm not a by the hour clock in. People taking time out of the workday to protest an employer's in-office requirements by driving to the office, swiping in with your badge, then having a coffee, taking time out to enjoy the workday, driving back home even. but being clocked in, but really, you know, because you're resenting the way they require you to clock in to do things and you're really not doing anything productive. So all the different ways. My thought is, whatever happened to just actually working?
Is there a word
for just working? Yeah. Okay, boomer. Good job just actually doing what you're supposed to do and getting paid for. Silly. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Somebody was task masking when they came up with that
list. Nice. Well done.
President Trump says U.S. military forces will remain positioned near Iran until a real agreement is reached. The president said on social media last night that if the agreement is not followed, military action will resume, but on a larger scale.
What was the expression that Pete Hegseth used as?
Be hanging around. We're not going anywhere.
We're going to be hanging around. We're not going anywhere.
Just going to be hanging around.
Just hanging around.
We'll be
just
around.
Me and the aircraft carriers and the littoral combat ships and, you know, we're just hanging around here. It's all right. Yeah,
we'll have the barbecue grills out on the deck.
See that Aegis class destroyer? Just hanging around.
Authorities in the
Bahamas. Steel picnic? Steel picnic?
Steel deck.
Steel.
With steel plate? Okay, sure.
Yeah, where they have the picnics.
Right, right.
Yeah, okay. Sorry,
David. We've interrupted you like four times.
That's all right. Authorities in the Bahamas have now arrested the husband of the Michigan woman who disappeared after reportedly falling off of a boat. Police say 59-year-old Brian Hooker was arrested Wednesday. He claimed his wife fell overboard from their 8-foot dinghy last weekend. His lawyers denying any wrongdoing on his part. There's a new study out that says raising a child in the U.S. now costs more than $300,000. This was
not if you deprive them real good.
This was a Lending Tree report. The number up 2% from last year, and an analysis shows the 18-year cost has gone up by 28% since 2023.
I mean, they don't need T-bones and, you know, Gap clothing. You can buy, you know, hamburger steak and Salvation Army. I mean, it's fine. Go to the Goodwill.
Hamburger.
They'll live.
Who's got money for that? Oh, it's no, ramen at my house.
Hamburger is $6 a pound. Good Lord. Rotten chicken. $300,000. But they're so worth it.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump puts Iran on notice. U.S. military forces with additional ammo will remain in place for the legal destruction of the enemy until Iran fully complies with the real ceasefire agreement. Iran threatens to leave the talks with Vice President Vance in Pakistan this weekend after Israel struck Iran-backed Hezbollah fighters in Lebanon, killing some 200, but Lebanon is not in the deal. White House Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett tells Fox.
Hopefully there'll be cooler heads and sounder minds at the Iranian side, and that we'll come to a final agreement this weekend.
Oil prices rising, but still under $100 a barrel. Royal Bahamian police arrest the husband of a Michigan woman who he reported was swept away from their dinghy last weekend. Her daughter suspects foul play. No charges yet. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got a nice start to our day right now. It's partly cloudy, 62 degrees, and we'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up here in just a few minutes. The American Magic High Performance Center in Pensacola will be playing a key role in the next America's Cup. American Magic has sold its AC-75 yacht and two AC-40 platforms to American Racing Challenger Team USA, and this is going to be for its 38th America's Cup campaign, which is being held in Naples, Italy, next spring. American Magic will be supporting the team's raceboat modifications and doing some testing on those here in Pensacola. And CEO Tyson Lamond says that program will bring a lot of additional activity here to our area and reflects the growing momentum they've got at that facility. UWF's new men's basketball head coach bringing a defensive identity to Pensacola. Tanner Smith says it'll be a style fans will enjoy watching. Smith was introduced Tuesday as the Argos' first ever Division I coach. And he says it all starts with having the right people and being focused on playing, not making money.
We don't want guys in our program that their first thought is how much money can I make. We want that to be a sub point at some point here, but we don't want it to be the main thing that they're focused on.
And Smith was introduced Tuesday as UWF's first ever Division I men's basketball head coach. He arrives from Appalachian State, where he served as associate head coach and led the Mountaineers to a program record 27 wins with an NIT appearance. He says recruiting the right character fits from both high school and the transfer portal is their first priority. Santa Rosa County Commissioners taking a step this week towards putting the half-cent sales tax renewal on the November ballot. They've scheduled a public hearing for April 23rd. The tax, which funds roads, stormwater, public safety, parks, and recreation, expires at the end of the year. What the renewal looks like, though, still being debated. The Trust for Public Land working with the county on ballot language that could add more of a conservation component to it. Voters rejected an attempt to double the tax to a full cent in November 2024. This time around, it stays at a half cent. Ballot language is due to the supervisor of elections by August. Also, Santa Rosa County holding a public hearing at this morning's meeting, which is just now beginning, at the county administrative building in Milton. Commissioners will be discussing whether to install speed detection cameras in school zones. That hearing, an opportunity for the public to weigh in before any decisions are made. Doesn't look like lawmakers will be back in Tallahassee next week. House Speaker Daniel Perez and Senate President Ben Albritton announcing yesterday that they're not calling for a special session to set the budget just yet. Governor Ron DeSantis has ordered that session. Albritton says more details need to be finalized before formal budget talks begin. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with John Pickens, who's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We have a traffic light out at Bauer Road and Lillian Highway, so be aware of that. Also, if you're on Highway 90 and Bell Lane over in Pace, or Pea Ridge, actually, there's an accident there. No roadblock. It's off to the side of the road, but it's still causing some minor delays. And 98 westbound headed into Gulf Breeze, seeing just a 3 to 4 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. 62, partly cloudy. Let's check in with Brooke Richardson.
We're going to be seeing a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures warming up near 77 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 59. For Friday, sunny skies, high near 78. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 61. Heading into Saturday, sunny skies, high near 80 degrees. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 63. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 62. We've got partly cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes. And your money now this hour. Markets are down here today. The Dow down over 0.25%, 152 points at 47,749 and a quarter. S&P's down about 0.2% at 67,70.33. The NASDAQ is down about the same, 0.2% at 22,593.11. 10-year bond rate up slightly, 4.29% today. Gold prices up $4, 47.81.20. Silver up 65 cents, 74.73. Bitcoin down $186 at 71,089. And looking at that oil price, we are up just over $5 a barrel at 99.42 at the moment. Taking a look at our financial headlines today. First-time jobless claims were up last week, a bit more than expected. Numbers from the Labor Department out this morning showing 219,000 claims filed compared to forecasts of around 215,000, and that is up from 203,000 the previous week. Paramount Skydance is branching out into book publishing. The multimedia entertainment giant says it's launching a new publishing firm called Paramount Global Publishing, which will focus on content inspired by its iconic portfolio of brands and franchises. Paramount says it will also generate new intellectual property through the creation of original stories. The move comes 2 years after Paramount Global sold its publisher Simon & Schuster to a private equity firm for about $1.6 billion. And Amazon is ending support of Kindle e-readers that were made before 2012. Those will be bricked on May 20th, after which they won't be able to connect to the Kindle store or download any new content. 8:37, your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Big renovation plans? Don't pay big prices. Now, Home Outlet in-store doorbuster deals are live. Save $2 a square foot on hybrid waterproof oak flooring. Now just $198. Interior door units, any size, starting at only $99. Or upgrade your bathroom vanity for just $219. Plus, deep savings on countertops, exterior doors, bathroom fixtures, and more. But hurry, these doorbuster deals won't last. In-store at Home Outlet Pensacola location only. Find us at homeoutlet.com.
Hey, if you need to get any work done on the kind of complicated systems in your house, the plumbing, the electrical, the heating, the air conditioning, generator-related stuff that's electrical, Peden, they'll take care of you for that all along the Gulf Coast. Good quality products, good people installing them, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. The company started, you know, back in 69 when Robert Peden just wanted to be, you know, not so hot in Panama City, and so he started an air conditioning company and tried to remedy that problem. Grew rapidly, eventually expanded to other things like the electrical and the plumbing. And of course, I mean, air conditioning fits natural with heating, but geographically as well, to Pensacola, to Tallahassee, now recently to Baldwin County, and even into Mobile. So they are in both states, in both time zones, everywhere along the Gulf Coast taking care of you for any of this stuff. This spring, you can get 2 years of smart care for free with your new air conditioning system purchased from Peden. That's scheduled maintenance, a priority service, and 15% off repairs, all included. Call or book online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
I'm Terry Village Shashadi, former commanding officer of Naval Air Station Pensacola, and I wanted to personally invite you all to join us on May 8th for the 2nd annual Pensacola Navy Days Golf Tournament presented by Astro Lincoln. It's going to be held on board Naval Air Station Pensacola at the historic A.C. Reed Golf Course. There's going to be some great giveaways, contests throughout the course, and we're going to finish up the day with an awesome award ceremony. So to find out more, go on PensacolaNavyDays.org and click on the events page. Come on out and support Pensacola Navy Days and our incredible military community.
The day began with live special coverage of the UWF press conference.
Today marks an important milestone for the University of West Florida and Argonaut Athletics.
Then President Trump's speech.
My fellow Americans, good.
The launch of Artemis II.
And liftoff. The crew of Artemis II now bound for the moon. Humanity's next great voyage begins.
News can happen anytime, and we're there to cover it. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so this is going to be a little bit painful for some folks, okay? If you are, if you tend to be a keeper, I don't like the term hoarder. If you tend to be a keeper, because you got discarders and keepers, right? Okay? Hoarding is a clinical condition. but if you like to keep stuff, John, you're a keeper, I'm a keeper. Oh, yeah. And I don't mean just because you're a keeper. Like, you keep things, both, you know?
Right.
You're also worth having. So, either way.
Oh.
This is a follow-up on a story I think I shared yesterday, maybe the day before. I forget now. It was that in order to declutter effectively, the best way to do it, or one recommendation is, don't go room by room. Go thing by thing, like as in pull all of the things of a type together in one place and then look at that giant mound of stuff you don't need and then get rid of all the stuff you don't need and then go put them back in all the places if you need to. So my question is, tell me something that if you're honest, and I'm asking you to be honest, you could probably get rid of some of them. You could probably declutter a little bit. John, this is painful for you. This is painful for me. That's why we're doing it. Do a little pain. Do a little growth. Something you have too many of and you're willing to admit it. 437-1620. If you care to offer a number, that's also very brave of you. If you care to offer a guess at how many of the thing of which you have too many you do have, feel free to text that in as well. 437-1620, 437-1620. I've never seen you give me a reluctant duck face before, but that's what I think the technical term is for the face you're making with me. It's that pursed lips, defensive, I don't really want to be doing this. Do I have to do this right
now? Exactly.
You definitely have to do this. This is the game. 437-1620. John, tell me something you have too much of that you probably ought to get rid of some.
Can I plead the fifth?
Nope.
Okay.
This is not a court of law. You just have to answer.
Okay, I'm going to say...
The anguish on your face and in your voice is so adorable.
I know, because I'm going to hear about it later.
Of course you will. Yes, absolutely. You can't go back once you say it.
Clothes.
Any particular kind of clothes or just all of them?
Just all of them.
Like ones you don't wear is the problem?
Correct. But I want to fit back in them.
Okay, so we talked about this the other day. Yeah. You have the optimism clothes.
Right.
Okay.
And that's probably something that, you know.
What about putting a time frame on it? Like, put all the optimism clothes in a box and say if you can't fit in them in 6 months, you get rid of them.
Don't give her ideas.
Oh, I'm in the same boat, though.
Oh.
I have those jeans, and I'm like, not right now.
No, but I'll be back in them.
Okay. All right. So clothes is your thing?
That's right on my mind.
This is
right
probably
now.
One of those questions where you probably ought to give the answer you know your spouse would give. And my wife could make you the list. Here's all the things you have too much of.
Oh, I know. Well, yeah, I understand.
I'll go with one that hits a little sideways, though. Coffee mugs. Andrew, you have too many coffee mugs.
You do?
When do you ever use all of them? Well, I don't. But that one is connected to me this way. And that one is meaningful that way. And she's like, but you don't ever. I've used it in the last decade. And it's always a space
issue. Exactly.
It's always how much space do you have in your cabinets. And we have lots of cabinet space. But as my wife would explain, the amount of space you need for storage will always expand to fit the amount of space for storage you have. And that is.
Okay, that was.
100% true.
Okay, say that slower.
The amount of storage space you need.
Uh-huh.
Will always expand to fill the amount of storage space you have.
Okay. All right. I was really confused.
The amount of stuff you have will always expand to meet or exceed the amount of storage space you have. Okay. So, all right. 437-1620. Tell me something you have too many of. You need to get rid of some if you're willing to admit it. And how many do you have? John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Well, if you're over on P Ridge and Highway 90 in Bell Lane, you're going to see an accident. It's off to the side of the road, just seeing some minor delays. But other than that, we are good to go. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
I think for coffee mugs, if I had to take a stab, I probably have about 20.
Well, that's not bad.
I know. It's not that excessive. But and hey, we've called and called. Right. You know. But the problem is I got my favorite mug is a Captain America mug that I got with my wife when we went to Universal Orlando, Islands of Adventure. This is 27 years ago I've been drinking out of that coffee mug. And I'm never getting rid of that. And she's like, well,
did you clean it?
No, stop.
Okay.
Ridiculous. Anyway, 437-1620. What's something that you admit you have too many of? How many do you have? Somebody says, it only becomes hoarding when they run out of space. until then, you're a collector. I like that. You're a keeper. Somebody texts, I have way too many guns. Oh, and yeah, guns are like guitars. People who collect them never have one. There's two kinds of people. There's people who have one guitar, and there's people who have 100 guitars. Nobody's got 20 guitars. Same for, guns. There's nobody that's got 5 guns. You've got one or two, because you might have a rifle and a pistol, concealed carry. You might have 3, maybe. Past that, no, you've got 80. You've just bought every gun that you could possibly find. 437-1620. John Hutchinson says, brown paper bags from the grocery store. Oh, interesting. Yeah. I would have thought John would have admitted to guitars, but okay, he didn't. Somebody says, I have too many bags and purses, and I don't even carry one in my daily life. Oh, that's funny. How many, though? I'm curious. Nobody said a number yet. I'm kind of curious.
No, because we're not doing
it. It makes us look bad. I refuse to admit that I'm a keeper of anything, but my husband would say books. Yeah, my wife would definitely say books. And we've talked about this before, that I probably have about 1,000 right now, and I feel like that's so few compared to what I probably had before, which was somewhere in the 8 to 12,000 range. I'm just guessing.
And you had to move all those.
Yeah.
Son.
No, she would talk about the moving. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Old fishing poles with sun rotted 2-pound test. Yeah. Oh, that's true. Old vinyl albums. Somebody says that haven't been played in 40 or 50 years. I still spin the good ones, but you don't want to get rid of any of them because you feel like it's an expression of who you are. The collection says something about you. I feel you. It's all right. Let's see. Should I say who texted this one in?
Yeah, you might as well.
All right. Your fiance says that he has clothes that I have never seen him wear that have tags on for the last 5 years.
Well, I'll fit back in them.
Brutal.
And she knows that. I know.
Oh, brutal. All right.
That's what I told you. I knew.
Love you, Talisha. Magazines, a lot of them are cooking or gardening, though lately I'm trying to pass them on. Oh, yeah, I bet cookbooks is a thing for people that have too many cookbooks. I have too many cookbooks. But I'll grab a recipe or two, and then you kind of don't want to throw out a cookbook. But I probably have, 10 maybe, which is not a lot. In the cooking world, 10 cookbooks is not a lot. It feels like a lot to me, though. Somebody says, I have 3 slide rules, and I haven't used any of them ever. 3 slide rules. I have too many wives. How many have? 1. Okay, so let's... No, nobody said... That just made me think of that. It's funny. Somebody says, I have 50 jackets and 100 bras. Wow. 100.
Those were numbers.
That's... Okay, all right. I appreciate your bravery. 50 jackets, that's a lot, too. Wow, especially in Florida.
Right.
I mean, you might have, like, 5 or 6 or even maybe 10 if you live in the north. But in Florida, you know, you have a winter jacket, a light jacket, and you're done, right? 3 at best. But, okay, that's cool. 50 and 100. I like it. Some coffee mugs. I have more than 20, though. Oh, same. Coffee mugs. Got it. Let's see. Non-power yard tools in the garage. Non-power, it's like rakes and shovels and stuff like that, including minis that are inherited from the relatives. Golf visors, 15 to 20. Each one goes with an outfit that I wear when I'm golfing. Every gun has its own purpose, even like the M1 Garand needs to have one for each manufacturer just to be sure you have a full set. Old vacation Bible school, kids camp, and youth camp t-shirts from 30 years of church volunteering. Okay,
Those are badges of honor.
They are.
That's what I call it.
You earned that. You absolutely earned that. Okay, so here's just a quick list of some other things you might have too many of if you're me. Tupperware, Rubbermaid, periodically. Because I'm always adding things like the old sour cream container. You know, I'll throw that in there. And then I'm always like, are you going to use this? I'm like, I do once in a while. Or the olive jar, you know, because sometimes you need glass to be able to screw on the top. Do you need 5 of them? No. Makes her feel useful, though, to throw out some of my stuff. Books, shoes. My wife would definitely say shoes. Too many shoes. Spare cardboard boxes. Oh, that could be its own topic. As a person who's moved many times, you learn to keep cardboard boxes. And then it gets kind of a statement about how you don't think it's going to be a permanent situation anymore. So I probably ought to get rid of some of those.
Explains the stuff in your car.
Oh, the car's just another place to store things. pens, tumblers. John is hurting over there.
Yeah.
This is the one, though, and we kind of mentioned this the other day, but this is the one that will, if it's you, it's you and you know it. And if it is you and you know it, this one's going to hurt to say it out loud. Electronic cords and chargers. Because we talked about this a little bit the other day.
Yeah,
the
we
giant
did.
Bin of anybody who's like a radio type person or a techie type person or anything even remotely like that, you have probably at least 20-year-old electronics that you know deep down inside you don't need that at all, but you still keep it.
I do too.
I'm with you. I feel your pain.
You might need it one day.
You will never ever need that, not even to tie up a hostage. 4-3-7-16.
Well, if I go
alternate
buy
some uses,
you know,
you got to be thinking about alternate uses for that power cord. Hey, if you are thinking about the next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a good selection of good quality used cars. That's the only thing. Somebody listened to the show for 4 hours today. The only thing they're going to remember is hostages. What did he say?
Power cords.
Well, you know, they don't stretch and they're hard to break. You know, you got to think about things. So anyway, I don't know if I can do this now. I guess I can. Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. About 300 on the lot at any time. You know, a year, 2, 3 years young. Low miles, great condition. 1, possibly 2 owners. You're going to get a great deal. Then you can drive that car for a long time. They warranty all their cars to 100,000 miles or 10 years, whichever comes first, because, you know, they're selling you good cars. And the thing that's amazing to me is they actually, I guess I shouldn't say they do this with everybody, but I just assume they do because they did with me. When I bought our Honda Odyssey from them, they called me 6 months later to make sure the car was okay. Anything wrong with the car? No. Why are you calling me? Like, this weird. A year after we bought the car, you know, is there anything wrong with the car? No. One of the physical keys just doesn't open the door like it should. The fobs are fine and the other key works fine. And they're like, well, bring it in. And inside my head, what I thought was, bring it in, you know, what for? You'll replace it? I bet you will for $150. No, I don't need it that bad. And they're like, no, on us. Because I asked them, well, how much would it cost? And it's like, well, no. I mean, you expected 2 keys, you get 2 keys. A year after we bought the car? Yeah. Okay. So I brought it in, they fixed the key, and that was it. Now, a used car place is going to go out of their way to make sure, even down to the keys or the trim that wasn't right in the first place or whatever, like that's the kind of place you want, right? So go back again and again. That's their business model. Make it so that you want to do business with them again. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
This spring, you can share more than a meal. You can share hope. For as little as $2.75, you can provide a nourishing meal to a hungry neighbor, served with love and compassion, reflecting the love of Christ. A single meal opens the door to healing, recovery, employment, and housing, helping restore lives and renew hope throughout the year. Answer the call this season. Give hope today at waterfrontmission.org.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
At FPL, our teams are working every day, inspecting, upgrading, and strengthening the grid, installing smart sensors that spot problems before they become outages, keeping your lights on, your devices charged, your world running. You may not see us, but our work never stops. Behind every switch that powers on, every moment that just works. Because reliability isn't an option, it's a commitment. FPL, working for you every single day. Learn more at fpl.com/value.
So what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, by the way, collections are a completely different thing from items of utility that you obviously have too many of to ever use. So collections do not count. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now, but we are seeing a minor delay on 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. I keep getting these texts in from folks. This is just weird. But it's a kind of a math puzzle. So, yeah, obviously, I'm going to do math on the radio. You know, it's my favorite thing to do. John's a big fan. Do math on the radio. It's more of a geometry problem. What's the best way to load a plane? What's the best way to load a plane? In the most efficient manner, what's the best way to load a
back
plane?
Back to front.
Well, the typical is the back to front method, where you start at the rear row. The problem is always people in the back. Then, you know, you have people putting stuff in the overhead bins. You also have the aisle versus the window problem of if the aisle person sits down first and the window person has got to get them and get up, and then they're in the aisle and that's interfering. Okay.
Experienced that last weekend.
So the back to front method is actually not that great. Even though it seems intuitively that it would be, it's not ideal. There's another method called the Wilma method, which is window middle aisle. So all the window seats go first, then all the aisle seats go first, or then all the middle seats go first, then all the aisle seats go first. So you're, instead of filling it back to front, you're filling it outside to inside, if you can think of it that way. That's also pretty good, but what's the problem with that is families are split up because they're sitting next to each other, but they're not boarding at the same time. So that's a little weird. And then also, you know, aisle congestion as people in the same window phase are all storing luggage. Plus the windows have all the advantage of getting the space for the luggage, which is its own kind of problem. So the Stefan variation, I was literally reading an article about this the other day. The Stefan variation is technically the fastest, which is a hybrid Wilma, so windows, middle aisle, and back to front, boarding window seats in alternating rows. So even rows, window first, then odd rows, window first, so that what you don't get is that congestion of them fighting each other in the aisle as you go along. And so it's the outside to inside, but in an kind of an alternating system approach. And if we didn't confuse you enough with this math problem on the air, let's talk about moonlight now.
Oh, boy.
Again. If you didn't get it the first five times, let's talk about why there's light on the moon. What, I thought it was the dark side. No, it's the far side. There's a difference. I can't believe I'm talking about this again. See you tomorrow. Meg's up next.